On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Zulu cultural expert is warning the ongoing tension between the KZN government and the office of the Zulu King could lead to instability. In the latest spat, King Misuzulu has, through his traditional prime minister, voiced his frustration after the employment of his cultural advisor and praise singer, Buzetseni Mdletshe, was ended. The monarch says Mdletshe is a trusted and senior official who's been part of the Zulu royal household for 47 years. The king has accused the ANC-led provincial government of undermining him and mistreating him and those close to him. The premier's office has defended the move to terminate the contract, citing financial constraints. It says it's already paying for another cultural advisor mentored by Mdletshe. UKZN cultural expert Dr. Gugu Mazibuko says part of the problem is the new traditional prime minister to the Zulu nation, Reverend Thulasizwe Buthelezi, who is a member of the IFP and is still relatively new to the position.
The traditional prime minister is not in the government organogram when it comes to royal matters. It creates challenge. If there are issues between the king's office with government, it affects the relations between the two. The traditional prime minister is emanating from one political organization. The government is led by another political organization, and this is very close to the elections. One would expect such tensions to take place.
The Department of Health in Limpopo says the remains of all 45 victims of the Easter weekend bus crash have been identified. The worshippers from Botswana died while on their way to the Zion Christian Church for an Easter pilgrimage at Moria outside Polokwane. The bus plunged off a bridge near Mokopane and caught fire. Most of the victims were burnt beyond recognition. Limpopo Health Department spokesperson Chilivali Muava.
The team comprised of members from the SAPS Victim Identification Unit has already finalized packaging the deceased remains as part of preparations towards repatriation, and the bodies are now ready. There will be a meeting with delegation from Botswana on Thursday to finalize death registration with Home Affairs, and the plans of repatriation will be outlined on Friday.
Nearly 282 million people faced acute hunger in 2023, up by 24 million from the previous year. An alliance of development agencies says a food insecurity worsened around the world last year due to conflicts, particularly in Sudan and Gaza. The Food Security Information Network says extreme weather events and economic shocks also added to the number. Their report has warned the global outlook for this year is bleak. Protracted major food crises are ongoing in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Syria, as well as Yemen. And 32 recipients will receive national orders at a ceremony next week, Tuesday. National orders are the highest awards the president gives citizens and eminent foreign nationals. The top story, a Zulu cultural expert is warning that the ongoing tension between the KZN government and the office of the Zulu King could lead to instability. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.